Está aberta a sessão conjunta da Câmara dos Deputados e do Senado Federal, previamente marcada para receber a visita de Sua Majestade a Rainha Elizabeth II e de Sua Alteza Real, o Príncipe Filipe, Duque de Edimburgo. Uma comissão previamente constituída pelos senhores Presidente da Câmara dos Deputados, Presidente do Senado, líderes dos partidos políticos Aliança Renovadora Nacional e Movimento Democrático Brasileiro, no Senado Federal e na Câmara dos Deputados, e presidentes das Comissões de Relações Exteriores das duas Casas do Congresso, está à espera de Sua Majestade e do Príncipe Filipe Duque de Edimburgo, para tão logo cheguem a este edifício, sejam devidamente introduzidos no recinto. Essa mesma comissão ficará com incumbência de tão logo terminada a solenidade desta sessão, acompanhar Sua Majestade a Rainha Elizabeth II e Sua Alteza Real, o Príncipe Filipe, Duque de Edimburgo, até o Salão Nobre do Congresso Nacional, na parte do Senado Federal, para que ali os visitantes recebam os cumprimentos dos senhores deputados, senadores e demais pessoas gradas. O Congresso Nacional vai ter a honra de ouvir o discurso de Sua Majestade, Rainha Elizabeth II.
Mr. President, Your Excellencies, members of the Senate and House of Deputies, I have been much moved by your welcome. It is typical of the courtesy and generosity which my husband and I have met everywhere since we came to Brazil. I also thank you for honoring us with this invitation to attend the joint session of the National Congress in these magnificent congressional buildings. In 1965, we celebrated the 700th anniversary of the first British Parliament, at which there were seated, in addition to representatives of the nobles and the clergy, ordinary citizens to represent the interests of the cities and towns. This Parliament met at Westminster, where the British Parliament still sits today. But its nature and powers are now very different. The essence of the parliamentary system is that it should be dynamic and vary according to the requirements of the age and circumstances. Parliament is the means by which ordinary citizens can influence the way in which they and their country are governed. And therefore, any parliament must undergo a process of continuous readjustment and rebirth. In Brazil, the legislature has to meet special and unique requirements. Your Congress has to legislate for over 20 states, each with its own personality, and many of them far larger in size than Britain or other countries in Europe. Not only is Brazil vast, but within her frontiers are wide regional differences, geographic, ethnic, and economic. Your legislature is therefore faced with problems of a complexity and size which few nations have been called upon to meet. And upon you lies the heavy task of creating unity from this diversity. Yet, Mr. President, one of the things which impresses me most about Brazil is the patriotism and unity of the Brazilian people. In this, you have a deep source of strength. Moreover, Brazil has succeeded and has set the world an example in showing that people drawn from many races can live and work together in the pursuit of common objectives. One such objective is to develop the huge resources of this immense country. The growth of this new capital, Brasilia, is typical of the speed with which this development is taking place. Every country has its own internal aims, but I believe that all free and progressive nations share in the need to create an international order and system within which society can act according to civilized standards. The most difficult of all world problems is how nations can live together in harmony. Brazil, with her liberal traditions, her tolerance, and the deep humanity of her people, can surely make a notable contribution. In these and in many other fields, I believe there is ample scope for close collaboration between Britain and Brazil. The connection between our countries goes back many years and has stood the test of time. I am confident that this friendship can grow and flourish in the future, to the great benefit of our two peoples and to the encouragement of peace and stability in the world. May God bless your deliberations and grant success to your labors.